Good morning. 7:39 a.m. on the, what is it, the 19th? No, it's the 18th. Tomorrow's the 19th. Tomorrow is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Today is Vote for Scottish Independence Day. So, yesterday was a day. I have several things I need to do today as a result. I did get most of what I needed done yesterday. What I didn't get done, and which I am regretting at the moment, is getting this phone fixed. I spent 2 hours at the phone store working with the guys there trying to figure out why this jack doesn't work like it's supposed to, and why Bluetooth doesn't work like it's supposed to, and it's not me. They were totally, completely, absolutely flummoxed. They couldn't figure it out. The jack itself is floating, and that's the problem. It's floating on the board, so the connections are iffy. And it just gets worse and worse and worse every day. So I have to have a new way to talk to and record from or to this phone. And the alternative is to get a second recorder and carry a recorder with me in addition to the phone, which seems cheap, but sort of defeats the purpose. Because the phone should work. The phone should do what I want it to do. That's been a couple of years. I'm currently working without a contract with a phone company. So the question is, well, what do I replace it with? And I think the answer is I go with a Note 3. I really like this phone. I like the way it works. I like the size. The only thing I don't like is that Bluetooth that's supposed to work doesn't work. It doesn't record. And I don't know if it's an app-related thing or if it's a hardware-related thing, but they couldn't even get their own devices to record reliably on it. So I gotta figure out something with the hardware, maybe something with the firmware in the phone itself that doesn't always latch in the microphone, even though it's supposed to. So I'm leaning toward new phone and new headset. They have new Bluetooth headsets that fit like collars. No wires, just a couple of little short wires from the earbuds up to your ear. And that's it. And I'm not sure what that's going to mean in terms of clothing noise, but the one I was working with didn't seem to create that much. Of course, I didn't get it to record, so I couldn't really say. But not jerking on the cable every 10 minutes is going to at least enhance the lifespan of that phone, of the new phone. If I could figure out what was wrong with this one so that I just use Bluetooth to record with, then it would be a done deal. It would be all over. I wouldn't even be thinking about a new phone. But it's been a problem from the first day with this phone that it only records on the wired headset. And now that the wire jack is wired, I'm out of luck. So it's also library day, designated library day, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I've got support for this from the spouse. I'm I'm going to do this thing until I get a book out. And I'm probably going to increase, if I could get stuck into the story, if I can get into the story where I really want to write more than I want to do anything else, I'll increase the number of hours I spend at the library. Fridays are awkward because they don't open until 10. And tomorrow is no school day, so if I do this right, I'll walk early, but I probably won't. Good morning. Good morning to you. Cute little dog. Chubby beagle. But I got the component cables for the TV and they don't work very well. I got, what else did I get? Oh, I got a yoga mat so I can do some floor exercise without grinding my backbone into the concrete floor. And I scoped out phones. Now the question is really whether or not I'm going to get another note. As much as I like the note, and as much as I read on the note, one would think, yeah, that's the right answer. But the small screens don't scare me. It's nice having the more landscape when I'm dealing with things like maps and navigation. So it's sort of a, I need to see what the price differential is. If it's not very much, then I'm going to go with a new note. I think it's Note 3. Oh, fire truck. I was expecting that to be a garbage truck. It had that sound to it. It's coming up from behind me. Don't usually see fire trucks in this neighborhood. I wonder what's up. Oh, Endomondo chimed in with the mileage just before I turned the recorder on, which I thought was a little odd because it was early. And 1711, so right on track for the first mile. I don't know how fast I'll be going in the second mile because I don't have anything to judge by. Other than I'm kind of winded and my hips hurt. So that's probably a sign. Although when I started, my hips hurt, so I don't know how much faith I can put in that. So what was I talking about yesterday? All-Stars. Amazon All-Stars, yeah. Kind of a dumb idea. Amazon doesn't make that many dumb ideas. They don't come up with that much stuff to kind of, really? I know what to, I understand, I think, what they're trying to do, which is get rid of the library. I don't think it's been a very popular program with readers. And the payouts on it have been about $2, which is actually pretty good, particularly for books. There are a lot of people who are writing 10-page books and thereby getting paid, because you get paid if they read past 10%. So it's not enough to borrow it, you have to actually apparently read it. Although I'm not sure about that, that may just be in the new Kindle Unlimited program on a story that gets maybe 12 reads. They're thinking, and the thinking is a bit flawed, but their thinking is that if people get introduced to their work on a shorter work, they'll follow over to actually buy longer works. But And I'm sure to a certain extent that's true. I'm sure that there are people who read both long and short. But there are also people like me who won't read short. It's not that short is bad or isn't some good monk post. It's not like I haven't written short stories before, shorter works. The problem is, I don't enjoy them. I don't enjoy reading them. Certainly don't enjoy writing them. There's a lot to be said if you can rip off a story in a day, as opposed to a month. But the problem is it takes me 2 months to write a story that is in word count of work. And concept and execution is, for me, stupidly difficult. Now, I've written some quickly. I wrote for Playing for Keeps for Merle Lafferty in maybe 45 minutes. I wrote the J.R. Blackwell story in, well, it percolated for a couple of days, and then I sat down and wrote it in one sitting. And I went back to it the next day and cleaned it up. So that was not a big deal. But A Light in the Dark took 4 months, 5 months. The story for Sigler, which is 40,000 words, is twice as long as Light in the Dark, was 11 months, 12 months, 15 months. I don't remember. Way too long. Now, part of that wasn't on me. Part of that was the story Bible. Part of it was tossing some stuff over the fence to see what Sigler said and having it thrown back and saying, no, that's not going to work. So the collaborative efforts like that are prone to take longer anyway. But it was immensely frustrating for me. It blocked everything else up because I didn't feel like I could work on my own stuff while I had things I was contracted for hanging open. So yeah, I'm turning down pretty much every piece of contract work that comes my way these days. But yeah, Kindle Unlimited is, you know, for a subscription service, and the subscriptions are, if I remember right, they're $15 a month. All you can eat of all the books that are enrolled in Kindle Unlimited, or actually, I believe, in Select. There's apparently a lot of books because I've had the last 3 or 4 books I've purchased were offered to me as, or read them free from Kindle Unlimited. Oh, it's not clear to me is how long I get to keep the books. Are they mine? Is it just like I purchased them? Or if the author takes the book out of Select, do I lose the book on my device? Oh no, that's an interesting question. I'll have to ask around, see if anybody knows the answer to that. But I've not actually, well, I am a Prime member. I have not actually taken advantage of either the library or Kindle Unlimited. It's like, no. No, we were talking about subscriptions. That's what we were talking about yesterday when I ran out of time, was the reality of digital delivery and subscription services. That's odd. But I really think that subscription services are meaningful. The problem is making the calculation work for both readers and writers. Because right now there's no real good reason for me to go into Kindle Unlimited. Because there's no reason for me to pull my books from Kobo and Barnes & Noble now that I'm finally beginning to get just a little bit of traction in each of those marketplaces. And the nature of traction is that it tends to be cumulative. And if I get my act together and start doing regular releases, 3 a year, 4 a year, if I can get that done for a couple of years, that will pretty much boost everything. Also need to get those last two books recorded. So yesterday's big fun conversation was with a guy from Australia who was up in arms because the publishers have to go out of business because they're competing with Amazon. And I had a hard time with that. I didn't understand why that was being held up. It's sort of like farmers going out of business because markets are selling their produce cheaply. Now, if the markets can't buy the products cheaply, and they can't sell them cheaply, even at a loss, they can't do it forever. But there's also this sort of misconception that Amazon is working at selling these books at a loss. 7%. This guy believes that 7% of Amazon's revenue is books. That's amusing, but that's more like 30%. And they're not underwriting books from selling garden hoses. Not to any large extent, because their garden hose market is really much smaller. Their markups on consumer goods have to stay in line with what you can buy them with for locally, because otherwise there's no reason to go local. There's no reason to go online. So I questioned him on this, because it's sort of like saying supermarkets are putting farmers out of business. And he allowed us that farmers were going out of business because supermarkets. Because, for example, the example he gave was milk. Milk is a good one because it's one I'm familiar with. The big distributors who want to sell to the big stores have a cap on the price what they'll pay for milk. And the small publishers, the small farmers can't produce milk economically at that level, do get forced out. That's the nature of business. That's the nature of every business. You either perform economically or you get out. 35, 40, 18 something? 18 and a half minutes on the back half. So we went back and forth a couple of times, and he really doesn't seem to quite get the idea that publishers are not competing against Amazon. Amazon is a retailer. Amazon needs publishers to get books to sell. They're not competing against publishers. They're trying to control the cost of their goods, which is exactly what you're supposed to do in your business. That's exactly what publishers are supposed to be doing and are not. So his example was Alan and Unwin have a bookstore, a virtual bookstore, and they're selling Harry Potter for $16.95. And they can't sell any because Amazon has them on the store on the UK for $6.99. This is hardcover. And so they're competing. Alan and Unwin is competing with Amazon. And in that sense, they are, but only in the sense that it's their bookstore operations that are failing. Publishing operations are probably failing too. Because if they can't figure out how to produce books at an economical price, they need to stop producing books. And it's unfortunate for Alan and Unwin, but that's the nature of the beast. So anyway, here I am. I'm at the back gate. 18 and a half minutes on the back half. Not bad, I'll take it. But it's the point in the day where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.